Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. All right, friends, let's talk about bringing your faith into your work, into your business as a Christian business owner. Perhaps you're a personal brand business, or at the very least, you're not a ministry. You're not selling devotionals or Bibles, and what you do has nothing to do on paper with your faith. But you are a Christian, and your faith's an important part of who you are and how you show up in the world, and it informs your decisions. But maybe you feel like your faith has to be a secret because you're like, I don't know if it's okay to share this as a business owner since it does not relate to what I actually do. You're worried you'll alienate clients and customers who disagree with you. And maybe you do feel like, hey, like, I want to know how to do this practically. I feel like I want to integrate my faith into my business more. But like, what does that look like when I'm a photographer, I'm a designer, I'm a bookkeeper, I'm a copywriter, I'm a coach? So we're going to talk practicals today. And if you missed last week's episode, go back and listen to that one after this one, as they do go together. In that one, I shared 4 ways to bring your faith into your business there. I'm sharing 4 more ways today that are completely different, different perspectives and different approaches on the same thing. So you've got 8 really practical ways total between these 2 episodes, and you can listen to in any order. So if you're listening to this one first, that's totally fine. I would just recommend going back to get the other one. So let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple 6-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple 6-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning, because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. All right, the first of these new 4 ways to integrate your faith into your business. Number 1, start a prayer time with fellow believers who also own a business. And I wish I could tell you this advice and say like, oh my gosh, I do this. It's amazing. It's where I got the idea. But I actually don't do this. This is something I so wish I did. And this is on my goals list for this year, honestly, later in the year when I'm not in new baby land and actually trying to like have less meetings right now is my goal. But I would consider for you starting up a prayer group with other business owners, maybe where it's once a month or once a week. Maybe you guys all get on Zoom. Maybe it's in person if these are people you know locally. And if it's on Zoom or something, you could cap it at like 30 minutes and let it be a time where you guys share prayer requests with each other and then pray together. It could also even just be an accountability thing where maybe you all get on Zoom, you check in with each other, and then you like turn off your cameras, turn off your mics, and pray silently together. But by all being there, you're keeping yourself in check to have focused prayer time for your business, your clients, and your customers, and for God's insight in your life. And you're all praying individually. So like, I think both of those styles could work well. And as you think about starting a group, maybe it's a mix of those styles, or maybe there's one of those I just said of like praying together or praying silently, but with accountability that attracts you more. But yeah, I just think this would be so powerful and such a nice way to not feel alone in your business and in your faith and business integration. If I were doing this right now personally, so again, this is like, I'm able to tell you like, hey, I don't do this, but this is something I think you should do. I would start with just 2 to 3 other friends and keep it really small to start, not to be exclusive, but in an effort to actually make it happen and get people committed. So you could ask, just like maybe you have 2 friends that are coming to mind as I'm talking. Maybe you don't even know them that well. Maybe it's some contractor you've referred your other clients to, and like someone you follow on Instagram, but you know they're a Christian too. Maybe it's someone you met at a conference once. Maybe it's someone who is also in a course or program that you're in, like whatever it is, but you probably have some people coming to mind. But just asking those 2 to 3 other friends to do it and keeping it small and finding a date and time that works for everyone. And then setting up, and everyone meeting just like the 2 to 3 again, because that'll help make it happen. But then setting up a recurring meeting, an event that everyone puts on their calendar, and you commit to leading it and showing up for it and maybe having the vision. It helps with things like this for someone to like have a vision versus everyone showing up being like, oh, I don't know, what should we do? Like you come with like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. We can change it, but like, let's try it this first one. And then maybe after the first one, you ask your friends to invite a few more people. But this could even be a great thing to just keep really small and tight knit, depending on the vibe you want. But anyway, I love this idea. Again, I wish I could tell you right now that it's something I do, but I don't. So let me know if you do it. And if you feel called to it and you're hearing this thing like, oh yeah, that sounds like what I need, then start it yourself. You can start this. I want to emphasize that. This is not something that like you need to be at a certain point in your business. You need to be a strong leader. Don't wait on someone else to start it for you. Go for it and know that you have what it takes. And if you want to send the people you are inviting to do this with you, like info on it, send them this episode. It's actually why I put this one number one. So if they don't want to listen to the whole thing, they can at least hear this part. But yeah, send this to them and tell them like, hey, this is the first tip in this episode is what explains what I'm thinking about doing. And you guys start that. And I think this will be so powerful for both creating like friendships in your industry, but also praying and having like good time with other Christian business owners. Okay, moving on. Number 2, ask yourself often, just in your various business decisions, how can I show Jesus's love for people in the way that I'm running my business? Again, this covers so many different areas that one question can, but basically aiming to be an example for Christ, even when it's indirect, because you're not necessarily talking about it. So we're not all called to be ministers as Christians. I talked about this in the last episode, but we are all called to ministry in our lives, which includes our work. So how can you show Christ's love in the way that you run your business? And I think what this will look like will vary a lot depending on your unique business. So it's hard for me to like come up with really specific ways. Only really you can know what this can and could look like for you. But I would just say pray about it, ask God for wisdom. And really do think, if you talk to him and say like, Lord, I want my faith to become a part of my business in a way it hasn't been, what could that look like for me? And I think when we ask God, he shows up and gives us answers. But even just in like, I feel like this, I'm not going to share specifics of it, but I'm dealing with something literally today as I'm recording in my business where I'm wanting to not be very loving because someone is like copying something of mine. I'm feeling a bit frustrated. I'm looking at sending a cease and desist. It's like a whole thing. And this is actually, it's almost like this outline I outlined a few weeks ago is hitting me and God's using it in my life. But I can ask myself as I do that, because I'm still going to do that, right? When someone's using your trademark, you got to do that. But how can I show Jesus' love in the way that I do it? In the way that I show up and send that? Like, how can I be an example for Christ? So anyway, ask yourself that frequently. And then also ask God bigger picture, what ways he might be calling you to do that. And I do believe that by asking God, he will give us answers. Okay, number 3, pray for your team. So in the last episode, we talked about praying for your clients and customers. And while this is similar, it is different. So I want to separate it out. But praying for your team can be a huge one. And when I say team, I think sometimes we get all like, oh, I'm the only one that's like an actual employee in my business. I'm talking about just like people you have paid. Maybe they are contractors you worked with one time. Maybe it's your brand designer, your web designer, the copywriter you worked with on your launch, the VA you're hiring. All those people are your team. And you have a connection with your team that's different from clients and customers, likely more intimate, where you can really know what's going on in their lives. You likely have different types of conversations. And often, again, if they're like a consistent person working with you, you're talking to them like day in and day out. Like I have team members I talk to on Slack literally every day. So you know more of what's going on in their lives. But to help us make this more practical, I'll tell you a few things that I do specifically, but we have a Slack check-in. So I really like Slack. I use Slack and ClickUp. Those are our two like main places. We all like everything like lives basically for my business, but we have a Slack check-in. It's like a channel on Slack. It's automated once a week and it's a thread that I post, but I like schedule it out in advance, but we all comment on the thread, answering a few questions, mainly related to work stuff, right? I can even tell you it's what are three things you're working on this week? And then like, what do you need from other people? And then what's going on in your life? This is the important part of the realistic episode. What's happening in your life this week? What's something you're excited about? And or what's something you could use prayer or support in? Okay, so that's the way I phrased the question. What's happening? What's something you're excited about? What's something you could use prayer or support in? And not everyone is phrasing it like, hello, everyone, please pray for me about this thing. In fact, my team is not all Christian, so you can ask that question and not have team members who have the same faith as you. Just FYI, but I can still pray for them and just be attuned to what's going on in their life based on how they answer this question. And that is a way to love your team well. You can also just more directly ask a team member in a one-on-one meeting or over email or Slack, like, hey, I'm thinking about you today. How can I pray for you? And then actually pray for them. So praying for your team is a huge one. And also back on last week's episode, how I shared about like loving on clients and customers who are going through a tough situation and being gracious. We can also do that with our team. Like that same thing applies there. So you could even take that one and just apply it to team as well. But loving our team well, praying for them, asking how you can pray for them and being like, yes, y'all are working together in a professional setting. And I am all about team environments, feeling professional, not feeling like family, but that doesn't mean that you can't be praying for them. Okay. And the last one for this episode, talk about your faith in God. So I'm ending with the most obvious yet least obvious one here. And let me explain it because this is again, the one that I think might have even brought you to this episode of like, you're like, I want to talk about my faith, but I don't know how. Okay. And that's this last one, though, is just to talk about your faith, plain and simple, no bells and whistles. You likely have a platform in some way. You own your own stage, whether that is a podcast like myself, social media, you probably have social media accounts. You probably have been interviewed maybe at some point or you would like to on someone else's podcast, maybe a YouTube channel, an email list, your literal website. Hopefully you guys all have websites that you use to operate your business from. You have places in your business where people are coming and either listening to you, watching you, or reading what you have to say, which is so cool, right? That's something that's really unique about owning a business. Like you have whatever your audience size, you have people who are coming to hear from you. And in addition to that, you have people you talk to one-on-one about things. So simply, here's what I would say, like that's the answer, right? Simply talk about your faith in the way you would if it wasn't necessarily part of your work. And I think a key here that is probably the thing that maybe trips some of you up as you think about talking about your faith. You don't have to talk about in a pressure-y, like I'm trying to convert you type of way, which sounds funny to say, but it does not have to be like that. It can just be you talking about your own personal experiences, not trying to change anyone else's opinion. And like legitimately feeling that for yourself. Like I'm not trying to change their opinion. I'm talking about my own experience and however that relates to like whatever it is you're doing. So here's an example. I've been interviewed on a lot of podcasts over the years. And a common part of those interviews is like my business story. Obviously there's interviews that have had nothing to do with that. But whenever I'm interviewed about my business story, there was actually a time in my journey where if I was on a non-faith-based podcast or where I knew that the host was not a Christian or I'm like thinking they're probably not, or I'm like, this is, you know, that's not the point of this podcast, right? I might would try to leave out parts of my story that related to God's provisions in starting my business and God's calling because I felt like, well, that's not the vibe of the show. That's not what the host wants. That's not what the audience wants. I don't want to offend anyone or make someone have to like comment on something that is confusing to them. So I would literally leave stuff out. And it wasn't always like, oh, I'm super aware that I'm leaving it out. It's just like, it just kind of happened even more naturally sometimes. Anyway, I've stopped doing that. I answer the questions with the truth, which sometimes does involve me talking about my faith. And again, it's not in a pushy way. So when I said like in a no pressure way, you can do that too. And guess what? No one's ever been offended. That has been like a change I made probably like 2 years ago or so. And I've been on a lot of podcast interviews and no one's ever offended. So that's one way, like just talking about the way God is showing up in your life. Another way could be that you talk about your faith on your website's about page. Like if you are sharing a bio about yourself, Again, whether you're a personal brand business or not, that probably does exist on your website. Sharing your faith there is a great opportunity. You could share like things that you're learning on social media as it relates to your faith and your business, things like that. I mean, there are so many ways. And I think for whatever you want, you just want to be organic and authentic with it. I hate the word authentic in this way, but I feel like I don't know a better word versus just forcing things. And also like, it's so, you know, your own heart and your relationship with God, but obviously like, you know, there's the whole, I feel like it's not as trendy anymore, but just like it used to be really trendy to like share your food pictures on Instagram constantly. I feel like there also was a trend in Christianity of like sharing the coffee and the Bible and the perfect looking quiet time. Don't be performative. Like that's kind of like, you know, your own heart. And if you're showing up doing this, like from a performative place of like, I want other people to know this about me and I want to show God that I'm doing this right. I don't even know how to phrase this. Like try not to show up that way, I guess. But we don't want it to be performative, but share your faith in an authentic, organic way, which I think you'll know when it's that way versus when it's not. But I think that is something to be aware of potentially. But yeah, just talk about your faith in God when it makes sense to is the fourth one. So let me recap those four ways. First one was to start a prayer time with fellow business owners who also are Christians. Number two, ask yourself often when you are making business decisions and just in like an overarching like way of submission to God, how can I show Jesus' love for people in the way that I'm running my business? And again, that can be something that you're doing situation by situation and as an overarching prayer. Number three was to pray for your team. And number four, just talk about it. Talk about your faith in God in a non-pushy, non-pressury way. Now, is this all the comprehensive ways you can integrate your faith into your business? Heck no. There are so many others. But these are the ones that come up with me for me first when I was like thinking about doing an episode on this, because like I said last week, this is a question I get asked a lot. So these are ones that come up for me and I hope they inspire and encourage you. And I would ask yourself which one resonates with you. Pray about which ones God could be calling you towards and do it. Maybe re-listen to these episodes if that would help you in like really thinking about which one makes sense. These are not that long of episodes. I did that on purpose. So it could be something you go back to. And listen to last week's episode for part one if you missed it. Again, there are four more ways there. We talk about things like tithing and praying for customers and things like that. And if this encouraged you, please share these episodes with a friend who you think could also benefit from it. I am going to pray for us to close out these two episodes. So if you'd like to pray together, here we go. Okay, Lord, I pray for my brother or sister in Christ at the other end of this episode. I pray, Lord, that you would help him or her to be able to practically do this, that you would show them the way that you're calling them to share about their faith, that you would give them boldness and confidence to share in the ways that you're calling them to, and give them clarity from this episode on things that might be a good fit for them and their unique business. Help them to be able to show up boldly. Help them to be able to make a huge impact in their business, in their world. Through their clients and customers, I pray business growth for them, that they will be able to learn strategies from things like this podcast and other resources that they're learning from, whether books or courses or whatever else. And I pray that you will help them to be able to make just a huge impact in our world and to be able to show up confidently serving you and serving their clients and customers. In your name, amen. All right, guys, that's it. I'll see you next week with another episode. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast, friend. I so appreciate you being here. That just flew by, didn't it? If you want more Breakthrough Brand, you have to join my free Facebook community for podcast listeners, where you can connect with like-minded business owners and go deeper on what you learn on this podcast. Go to elizabethmccravey.com/Facebook to request to join the free group. I cannot wait to connect with you there. Again, that's elizabethmccravey.com/Facebook to access the group. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening or sharing this episode with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. I appreciate it so much. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with another episode.